We continue on the top line of Ayin Amud Beis. Hahui Revisa Dishtachach Tavis Bene Dani. There was a Revisa, Rashi says, a young Ovedes Kochavim, a Tinokas, who was sitting or was found between barrels of wine owned by Yisrael. Havas Nakta Ofia Biyada, and she was holding in her hand Ofia. What is Ofia? Rashi says in it's Skuma Shalyain, which seems like the skin of the skim of the wine or wine skim, or the article says it's a foam. Amar Rava, so the wine foam. So Rava says, Chamra Shari, just because she's holding the foam of the wine in her hand, the wine itself is still permissible. Why? How can we not assume it's Yain Nesach? Amar, Magba de Chavisa Shekalte, because we can assume, Migaba de Chavisa Shekalte, that she took the foam from the top of the barrel. Rashi explains it's the outside of the barrel. And therefore, she didn't get it from inside, and therefore it can't become Yain Nesach. Vavagav the Lakasu, even though there isn't any more foam on the outside of the barrel, and therefore we have to assume, we should assume that it came from the inside. Amar Isrumumi Isramuye Isramila. We can assume that we'll say that no, it was there before. Now Rashi points out something which is seems to be a little bit of a chiddush. Rashi says that why did the Gemara give a case specifically talking about a Revisa, a young Tinokas Avodas Kochavim? Because only in that case we're going to be Mekel and assume that she took it Migaba de Chavisa and Isrumi Isramila. But if it was a Gedola, if it was a girl who was Bas Mitzvah and above, or whatever that means for Avodas Kochavim terms, but a Gedola, once we see that she's holding onto the Ophia, once she's holding onto the foam, we can't be Mekel. Well, it doesn't fit so well with the Gemara, because the Rebbe should have said, the Chamra Shari, why? Because she's a Tinokas, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. Why did the Gemara have to give a response? She got it from the Migab de Chavisa, and therefore, Isramuya Isramila. We don't need to come onto that answer if it's just talking about a Tinokas. That's what Rashi says. But Tosos argues with this, and Tosos says, we've never seen a chiluk between a Revisa versus a Gedola. It's all the same. And therefore, just like it happens to be, the case was a case of a Revisa, but even if it was a Gedola, we would make the same Taliya and assume Isramuya Isramila. But then Tosos does point out that there's not enough, there isn't enough Gemina anymore, because even Gedolim are not Bikin Betiv Nisuch. So these days, we would have to assume, even for Rashi, that a Gedola we won't assume was Menasech the Yayin, unless they were involved heavily in the Yayin Nesach religion. No reason to assume as such. But that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos on this story. Gemara continues. Hahu Pulmusa de Salak leNaharda. There was a Pulmusa, Rashi says, a head general that came to Naharda. Paschu Chavisa Tuva, and he opened up a lot of barrels of wine, assuming that this general is not Jewish. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Uvda Hava Kamei de Rabbi Elazar. This case happened and was asked to Rabbi Elazar. And what was the story with all the barrels of wine that were opened? Vishara. Rabbi Elazar said it was permissible. The wine is still mutter. V'lo yadana, but I'm not sure. Im yishum de sever lak Rabbi Eliezer. The amar savik bia tahor. I'm not sure whether he was mekel based on the sheet that we saw on Omen Aleph of Rabbi Eliezer, that savik bia tahor, that maybe it was a Jew that went into the area, or maybe it was an Akum or not. So that was Savig Bia, and there was Savig Bia's Tawar. Or, Imishum the Savar Ruba, the Azli Bahari Palmusa, Yisrael Ninu. Or, maybe the Svar is that the majority of the officers that are working with and going with the, or escorting the Palmusa are Jews. I guess you see that even the Jews were already heavily influential in the army. So maybe it's the Ruby Yisrael, and if it's Ruby Yisrael, then obviously there's no question. Of course the barrels are going to be fine, because we go Basar Rov, and we'll assume that if any of the wine was opened, it was opened by Jews. So he knows that it's Mutter, but he doesn't know the Svara behind it. Is it because Savik Bia Tawar, or because it's going Rov, and Rov of the Yisrael would make it permissible? Gemara asks, Ihachi, Hi Savik Bia, Savik Magahu. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. How are you telling me that this is a case of Safek Bia? You're not sure whether they came, whether they a Jew entered or didn't enter. You don't have any indication anywhere whether that this is a case of Safek Bia. Rather, it's Safek Maga. The question is, who touched it? Was it touched by a Yisrael or was it touched by an Akum? According to the first Shita that says it's Kalek Rabbi Eliezer, a Safek Bia, well, there's no indication here that this is only a case of Safek Bia. This is a case of Safek Maga. More likely, because we're talking about a case where they opened the barrel and they're not sure who touched it. The Gemara says, you're right. But kivan de mifsachi tuva, since there were so many barrels of wine that were opened, ema, you could say, adaita de mamona pasru, that really the reason why they opened it is not for the wine, but it was rather to see if there was money inside. And therefore, even though technically speaking, it's a case of savik maga, since the opening of the barrel did not come with the intention of drinking the wine and just looking for the money, we view it uches safek bia dummy. We view it as if it's a case of safek bia, and that's why it would be mutter. So we don't have an answer, but for Rabbi Elazar, who matired the wine, is it because of Rabbi Eliezer that's considered like a safek bia case? Or do we believe that Ruba de Azli Bahadi Plumusa Yisrael Ninu? We're not sure, but either way, it was Mutter. So those are the two cases that we deal with for today. And next time we're going to deal with a longer sugya with one final case before the Mishnah.